Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another show of At Home with Victoria, with your host, Victoria Gaither, and co-host, Michael Kay.
Leatherman and Peyton Parker with Christmas Tonight. Victoria, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, darling. This is one of our shows that I always look forward to every single year because we have a lot of Christmas music. We do a lot of free giveaways. But more importantly, our goal is always to support small businesses. So we kind of have some new friends that are small businesses and also some old friends that come back and kind of, you know, will give away things and tell us how their business is going and just to sort of wish our audience a Merry Christmas. So with that said, this our first guest, she's sort of old, but she's new because she's kind of new to the At Home with Victoria family. Right, Michael Kay, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. And I was going to mention, too, we also have some old guests who started out very, very small and got very, very big. Much like our first guest, Debbie Greenspan, joining us from the creator, actually, of Dr. Doormat. Debbie, welcome back to the show, love. How's your Christmas going?
Well, very nicely. Thank you, Michael, for inviting us back.
Always a
pleasure. Victoria, how are you?
I am wonderful. So, listen, I'm so super excited. For those of you that don't know Debbie, she's going to tell you what she does, but Debbie, I was in my BJ's and kind of walking around the store looking for a few things, and there I saw a display that said, Dr. Doormat, you should have seen, I already have a huge smile anyway. I was so tickled to death. So congratulations on your product being in BJ's in these amazing
Thank
stores.
Thank you. Thank you. And this year, starting in January 1st, or the first week, you'll find a new design of Dr. Doormat in all of the BJ's stores, BJ's wholesale clubs.
Excellent.
So we're really excited
Excellent.
About it.
So,
yeah,
so
and it's a big thank you.
Yeah, for those people that are new and just listening for the first time, give them the 411 on what Dr. Doormat is.
Sure. Well, Dr. Doormat was – I created Dr. Doormat because I was really concerned about all of the things we're tracking in on the bottom of our shoes and bringing into our homes, and that includes toxins and pesticides and allergens, not to mention all of the really disgusting microorganisms that you track in from animal feces and human feces as well. And we're bringing this in on the bottom of our shoes, and it all came about when I became a first-time mom in 2002, and my baby was crawling on the floor putting everything in her mouth, and that's when it clicked. And I, you know, I had allergies all my life and was aware of so many things to do to clean up my home environment for me. But life changed mm-hmm. when it became all about Haley and my son, Marshall. And I really wanted to do what I think most moms want to do, which is create a safe and really healthy home environment to protect them.
Yeah,
so I decided to reach out. You know, a lot of friends would say things like, oh, you know, a little dirt's good for them. And I decided I had some time. I was a stay-at-home mom. Decided to reach out to experts like the American Lung Association and EPA. And when I uncovered just this incredible wealth of information that just was shocking, and I thought the average person doesn't know this, and we need to, you know, the average mom or dad needs to know and make, based on that information, make your own intelligent decisions of what mm-hmm. you want to bring in your home. And that's how I created Dr. Doormat, because it was, to me, the
now,
answer.
I'm sorry. Yeah, and I'm sorry, I have to say, I've been kind of jumping at the bit to get in there to sort of do a testimonial. Catherine Taddy, who was on, listened to our show when you were on the last time, Debbie, she apparently has it. She won one as a result of listening to At Home with Victoria, and she says that she loves it. And it does every single thing that you say. So one of the main reasons why Michael and I like to do this show and kind of have our sort of favorite small businesses on is to talk about, you know, why is it that I know why I think it's a great gift for Christmas, and why do you think it's a great gift for our listeners for Christmas if they've got some last-minute shopping to do, or if they're going to pick up some gifts after Christmas?
Well, for those of you, for the listeners that really don't know really what it does, other than it protects your home and your family, this is the only doormat on the market that is impregnated or infused with a specially formulated antimicrobial chemistry that locks onto the yarn, it can't track off, and it disables those microorganisms like animal feces, bacteria, fungus, mold, on the mat on contact. So you're really stopping it right in your tracks at the door and preventing all of that, those, you know, germs and horrible toxins from coming into your home. So the reason I would think it's the perfect gift for Christmas, and I will tell you this is so funny because recently I posted on Facebook to all of our Dr. Doormat friends on the Dr. Doormat Facebook page, and I asked, you know, all of our friends, what do you, if you had a wish, what would it be that you'd like for Christmas or for the new year? And believe mm-hmm. it or not, I was so happy to see that we got lots and lots, we got buried with responses, and all of them were about keeping, you know, wishing that a family member or that they could be healthier, could stay healthy.
Yeah.
And, mm-hmm. you know, so many people are suffering from so many illnesses or have compromised immune systems. And really, they weren't looking for, you know, that fancy cruise or the big car.
Mm-hmm.
They all
mm-hmm.
were consistently good health. And I think that's a great thing to wish for. And, you know, to do that, you have to think about what you can do in your life to make changes. And there are some essential tools that you can incorporate into your lifestyle or your home. Dr. Doormat, to me, is one of the first steps towards keeping your home and family members healthy.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And with that said, Debbie, I want to let you know we do have your information for your Facebook page and also links inside our chat room where folks that are still looking for Christmas gifts, or if you want to purchase one after Christmas, where you can find Debbie's information. Debbie, I know this is short, but we've got a bunch of people that's calling in, and I just wanted to thank you so much for calling in. And also, just to let you know, Catherine Taddy, who received yours, says that I'm going to read exactly kind of what she says, because I just think it's a really good testimony. She says, my doors actually go over them without snagging. They look great and are easy to clean with the vacuum or broom. I have an elderly cat, and I don't like using chemicals, so that's why that she's very happy with your product. So I thought that was a good testimonial.
That is wonderful. Thank you for sharing that. If anyone is interested, they can go to BJ's Wholesale Club or go to drdoormat.com or Amazon. There's so many places you can buy Dr. Doormat now.
Fantastic.
Yeah, there are. And again, congratulations and much success. And we will chat with you again in the new year. And happy holidays and Merry Christmas.
Thank you. And if you and Michael would like to give one away tonight, you are more than welcome. Just let me know who the lucky winner is, and we'd love to be able to spread the word.
Fantastic. That's
that
great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We're so happy.
Oh, it's always nice chatting with her. I want to know where you're walking that you're walking in human feces. That's troubling to me. I think that's dangerous, quite frankly.
Let's get back to a little bit more
of the music. Actually, we're going to be doing some giveaways too. So while the song is playing, Vic, what number email do you want to go ahead and take for a giveaway?
This is sort of a free-for-all. Even if you've ever won before, Michael and I, we have no restrictions. You guys know the email, athomewithvictoria@yahoo.com. So the first to email, I'll give away a beautiful basket. You've got philosophy products, bath and body works, and a whole bunch of other stuff in there. So we're giving away three the hour, but we're going to do one. So just email me, and Michael and I will call it out. And then after we hear a song, Cookieware, wonderful boutique out of Washington, D.C., Michael. They're going to join us, right?
Fantastic. Yeah, I see Joe Maiden on the line. So, Margo Ray, this holiday night we're going to play. And if you want to know more about Margo, go to www.margoray.com. More with Joe Maiden from Cookie World. We'll be back.
Holiday night.
Holiday night. Check her out at www.margoray.com. Vic, take it away.
Well, listen, we have our first winner for our first basket. Again, we're giving away three for the entire hour. Michael, I'm going to let you say who won because she's someone, like, I know I'm close to you, but she's really close to you. Who is she?
Well, she's actually from Lethbridge, Alberta, Canada. We have an international audience. And believe it or not, it's my sister, Michelle Stegan. And, you know, it's not fixed and stuff. She actually did email in, so just don't send me emails on that kind of crap. But congratulations, Michelle Stegan in Lethbridge.
Anyone who listens to our show knows that we don't go that way. And also, I think it's cool that we let our family participate in it as well. So I think that's cool. But anyway, so speaking of family, our next interview that's coming up, Joe with Cookieware Boutique in Washington, D.C., really sort of became my family because, Michael, you remember in the summer when Tafika Keir, fitness L.A. instructor, came to town. I was able to connect with Michelle Noodles. Noodles is an on-air personality in D.C. I've been on her show before. And we just did a great, great collaboration this summer with Tafika. So I thought, hey, why don't we have them on our show because we're talking about small businesses and all of that good stuff, and they can talk about what they have at Cookieware. So, Joe, are you there? Are you there?
I am. Yes, good evening. I'm right here, Vicki. How are you?
I'm good. Michael
hey,
and I,
Joe.
Thank you so much for being on the show. So, listen, give all of our listeners the 411 on Cookieware. I know what's in the store. I purchased a few things, and talk about maybe some cool things you think are good for Christmas.
Well, I would say everything that we happen to have within Cookieware is going to be good for Christmas. The best part about Cookieware, because of the fact that it's eclectic, it's not just good for Christmas. It's good for all 365 days out of the year. So in some given capacity or another, if you want to look for something for Christmas or it will be Hanukkah, doesn't matter if it's Kwanzaa, we very well cater to every walk of life. So I would say it's just not a Christmas thing. It's a everyday thing, or you could very well say, you know, at Cookieware, everything be Christmas.
Well, and Michael, I have to tell you, of course, when I'm there, I'm basically like a kid in a candy store because I just love the jewelry, the accessories. Michelle does a wonderful job when she goes to New York to do the shopping for the boutique. She has these sort of one-of-a-kind items. So basically, you know, Michael, and you've been in the beauty and fashion industry your whole life. You're not really going to go in there and find your cookie-cut outfits that you would find in your everyday stores. I mean, there's always something unique. And plus, she generally has the girls, her daughter there, knitting and crocheting. And so it really does
correct.
Kind of feel like a family atmosphere when you're there. I mean, Joe, is that kind of what you guys are going for? Because that is what it really feels like.
That's exactly what it is that we're looking to do. I mean, the whole idea of Cookieware stems from the idea of family. But the name itself actually pays homage to, you know, Michelle's late father that passed away in the mid-90s due to kidney failure. You know, Michelle,
wow.
of course, started off entertainment as a recording artist with this hip-hop group by the name of Main Source. And anytime she would travel throughout the country, you know, she, of course, had a father's support, but was especially when she came back to town to perform before going up on stage, he would always bake these cookies, the fresh oatmeal cookies from scratch. Come backstage with a platter, she'd always take two cookies before going on stage to eat them, and that was kind of that moment to share with one another. So as her father passed away, you know, she wanted to keep his spirit alive, and the way she's able to do that and also pay homage was to go ahead and name her brand and also store Cookieware. And then when it comes down to the items themselves, you know, we celebrate the eras from the 60s to the early 90s. And those are the eras that the two of them had opportunity to share. So in some capacity or another, when it comes to all the goods and products and such that we happen to have within the store, you know, all those things happen to embody what the two of them had opportunity to share. So it's not just a thing where someone's just purchasing something from a store, you know, just rhetorically picking something up because you like what you see. You in all actuality are picking up a piece of, you know, the relationship she shared with her father, and you're picking up a piece of her spirit, and you're taking a
yeah.
piece of spirit up to her.
What
yeah.
a great story.
Yeah, and, you know, I didn't even know that story. You know, it's kind of like Joe and Michael, the spirit of our show today is Christmas and giving back and focusing on small businesses. So, I mean, that story really fits the theme of the show and in the spirit. And I just want to mention that when the show is over, I'm going to post a picture of one of my favorite items that I've purchased from Cookieware, and that would be this body spray. Ladies, I have
oh, yeah.
to tell you, it is the most amazing body spray that you will ever find. I mean, I've purchased body spray from every high-end to dollar store to in-between, But I really, really have to say that's some good stuff. That's the best. So if you guys are ever in D.C., you've got to stop by the store. It's on Georgia Avenue. We have, Joe, your website on our chat room, inside the chat room, so folks can go in there and find it. And, Joe, did I see something on Facebook? Are you guys doing shipping now, or was that someone else? I may have saw it differently.
Oh, we are. We are doing shipping, you know, shipping and also gift wrapping. And the most exciting thing as well is that, you know, Cookieware is actually shooting a really big, fun commercial. You know, this coming weekend, we have some great production team members with Hold Me Down Family featuring Rock Mikey. And we're really just, we're getting ready to kick things up a notch or 10. Instead of notch or 2, I said notch or 10.
Fantastic.
I got you. So well, Joe,
yeah,
no, I'm sorry. I just wanted to thank you so much for calling in again. Michael and I are trying to, I think we've got about 8 or 9 people that we're getting on the show tonight. And these are people that, okay, you know, that kind of mean something to us and that we wanted to do on the show. So you've got to come back when we have more time. But just thank you so much. And I hope to see you guys when I come home to Washington for Christmas. And tell the girls hello.
Most definitely. And thank you so much for having us on. And, you know, we thank everyone for the interest. And we look forward to any and, you know, everybody's support. That's what
great.
We're looking forward to.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Thank
you.
You
take care, man.
Yeah, Michael,
that was
Michael,
a lovely story about the cooking.
Yeah, I know, right? And this is what happens, I think, when you're in the spirit of giving and not always trying to receive. You know, you get this wonderful information like this story, and it's interesting because in the back of my mind, I always wanted to know why her store, her boutique, was called Cookieware. I just never asked or just never mentioned it. So yeah. I mean, and Joe, didn't he do such a great job of retelling the story? It was just really cool.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Just a great guy. Let's go back to a bit of the music. This is Shelly Rann, our announcer for the intro, outro. She's been with us since year one. Shelly Rann with Oh Holy Night. And actually, Shelly Rann's going to be calling in, so don't go away. We'll hear from Shelly Rann when we get back. Hold on.
Shining, it is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining till He appeared and the soul felt its worth. Thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder beams a new and glorious morn. Praise.
www.shellyran.com. Joining us now from Nashville, Tennessee, Shelly Wren herself. Shelly, I know you're short on time, but darling, I can't thank you so much for calling in. How are you?
You bet. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas.
Doing wonderful.
To you too, honey. Fantastic. Now,
I only have a couple of minutes, but I just wanted to say thank you so much for all you do. And it's always
a
pleasure.
Well, ditto, kiddo. Seriously, you've been so supportive for Homeless Victoria, providing us endlessly
yeah.
with intros and outros and everything, Shell. You're a pip and a love to work with. Everything is done timely, so professionally. Huge love to you and Howie and everything. What are you guys doing for Christmas? Anything fun?
Well, that really depends on the weather.
It always does.
Yeah. But always, you know, just being with family and friends.
Yeah. Well, it's a fantastic season, Shell, and I know you're short for time, but again, huge love to you and Howie and everybody in the band and everything, and I guess we'll talk to you next year.
Yeah. I wish you all could, you know, come and hang with us for New Year's.
That would be fun.
We will. Shelly, Michael and I promise you, one of these days, if it's not New Year's, we are going to get down there to your neck of the woods, and we will definitely hang with you and see you. And we just love you so much.
Well, thank you so much, and we love you guys, and we support you 110%. We thank
Fantastic.
You for all that you do, and because, you know, I see you guys getting to go to other people's shows, and I'm just like, oh, if you were closer.
We'll eventually get together, Shell.
I'm jealous for that.
Absolutely. Merry Christmas, honey. We'll talk to you soon, all right?
Okay, Merry Christmas. Bye, guys.
Take care.
Bye-bye. And
she's always such a treat.
I was going to say, what's so interesting about Shelly Rand is that ever since we started to do our Christmas show, she, out of everyone who's been on, she's always been on our show. She's always been on every single At Home with Victoria Christmas show. And, yeah, and if you guys don't know Shelly Rand, get to Google for her, because she's absolutely amazing. And I think Shannon, our producer, who we want to say thank you so much, who stayed up very late tonight. She's in the U.K. To help us produce the show in the chat room, because we have so much going on. She has Shelly's information in there. So I just encourage you, when you do have time, to just, kind of research Shelly and see what she is all about. Michael?
Absolutely, yes. Now, when Victoria was up here for Thanksgiving, we were able to go ahead and tour the Jutes Factory up in Springfield, Pennsylvania. And they were on the show way back when we first started and stuff. And joining us right now is Judy McGrain, creative genius of Jutes, Queen Bees. Welcome to the show, Judy. How are you?
Thank you, Michael, and thanks for that nice introduction.
Well,
hello?
I'm not lying or anything, that's for sure.
Lynn is here with me, too.
Tell us a little bit what Jutes is and what you offer, honey.
Well, hello, Michael and Victoria. It's Lynn. And
hey, Lynn.
I'm going to speak tonight. We also have our cousin Helen, who has been a partner with us since the very beginning also. She's here tonight also. So
hello.
Fantastic. Welcome all.
We want to first of all, thank you and Victoria for all the encouragement and support you guys have given us. It was great to see you. Vic, especially at Thanksgiving.
She loved everything in that house.
Well, as you mentioned, Judy was on your show a few years ago, and we're really delighted to say that our product has grown and our business has grown. Jutes is the name of our company. That's what our mother called Judy when she was a little girl, so we thought that was appropriate, since our mother was our big inspiration for all kinds of creative inventions. And Judy is the designer, and even though I'm her sister, I can say she's pretty brilliant in terms of she never stops to... Never
Absolutely.
So our product that we're talking about primarily is a group of Christmas balls or ornaments that we call the Queen Bees. They are hand-done by us with lots of pretty ornamentation, feathers and
beads and jewels and all sorts of high-end embellishments.
And Judy has a nice wit about her that comes through, I think. Michael, you'd agree.
I would agree.
In the girls as well. She has some very clever interpretations. We're in about 50 stores across the country, and that's a long way from where we were the first time you spoke to Judy, Vic. And we also are involved with some very upscale catalogs, and we have something coming up that we're really excited about. And that is that Jutes, the Queen Bees, have been chosen to be in the tote bags for the MTV Movie Awards, the Red Carpet.
Wow.
That's fantastic.
Pretty cool,
that
huh?
That is absolutely fantastic. So I have to say, ladies, I've been sitting here biting my tongue because I've been wanting to say something. So, guys, listen, here's the deal. I had the opportunity with Michael Kay when I visited Michael for Thanksgiving to go to their boutique and showroom where they make these wonderful ornaments, and they are absolutely fantastic. I'm telling you guys because I know the ladies that listen to At Home with Victoria, and I took a picture of mine on my Christmas tree and posted it to my Facebook page. You are not, I repeat, you are not going to go into any major craft store in your community, in your strip mall by the name of Michael's, or any of these other stores in America and find the work, the creativity at a great price for what these ladies and their team do with these ornaments. I have seen them being made, and I am telling you, that is some good stuff. And I have to say, it's really cool because it's one of those things that now I look forward to now that I have purchased one. I'll of course, will put it away. So next Christmas, it will be so wonderful to take it out of the box that it came in, which is wrapped so beautifully, and then to be able to think back and reminisce on the experience that I had, you know, having the opportunity to be there, to see you guys, to touch all the ornaments. And I'm just saying this for myself. I mean, I get a lot of stuff. People are always sending me stuff, but I really, really, really just love those ornaments. And not only for Christmas, I mean, you guys do ornaments for bridals, for breast cancer. I mean, you've got fancy ornaments. You've got stuff year-round, right?
We do. And I'll tell you what else would be wonderful, Victoria. That's if you and Michael would come back to our workshop and sit down and create your own Queen Bee sometime.
Oh, I'd love to.
We would love to.
Be creative, I know, and that could be a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Ladies, we're running out of time with you, but you're actually going to give away one of the Queen Bees tonight. Is that correct?
That's right.
Absolutely. So go ahead right now, email us at athomewvictoria@yahoo.com, and we'll pick number four. The fourth email in is going to go ahead and win an ornament from jutes.com.
We'll be happy to send that along. Can we
Absolutely.
Give them-
And now, you guys are in a couple catalogs, too. You're at the Artisan's Table. And what is the other one now?
Una Alla Volta.
Una Alla Volta, high-end quality. Ladies, I can't thank you enough for coming on the show. I wish we had more time. We'll have you back in the near future. But very, very Merry Christmas to you from Victoria and I. We are so proud of you and how far you've grown your home-based business. And you are certainly an inspiration to us all. So just take that to the bank.
Have a wonderful Christmas.
Thank you so much, ladies. You take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Love those girls. Now, Vic, I'm going to go ahead. We have to get to this. We have to get to this pretty quickly because Adeline's actually in an airplane right now, getting ready to go ahead and fly off. We're going to go ahead and talk to Mr. Adeline Cruz right now.
Okay. Hello. Hi.
Hey, Adeline. How are you? Merry Christmas.
Hi.
Feliz Navidad.
Merry Christmas to you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Where are you now, honey?
I'm actually in Charlotte on my way to White Plains. I have a concert tomorrow in Connecticut. And I'm almost done with my Christmas tour. 25 concerts. Can you believe it?
You know, Vic and I were following you on Facebook, and it was pretty amazing to see how many countries you've traveled this year.
Yes, sir. It's been quite a few, and a lot of new countries as well. I just did a tour in Russia. It was my first visit to Russia, which I really enjoyed.
Wow. What was Russia like? Was it very friendly? Were they receptive to your music? I mean, your music is beautiful. We're going to be listening to one of your new tunes a little bit later, but you enjoyed Russia?
Yes, very much. I did, indeed. People were so kind to me, and it was like I said, it was my first time, but I was really looking forward to being there. There's many times that I've been invited, but it didn't work out because you need a special visa to take it from the U.S., and every time I've been invited, I was already on tour in Europe, so I couldn't get across to Russia. But it worked out this time. And we had a great audience and all the great musicians and orchestra. If people want to follow what I've been doing, they can go to my fan page or adlincruz.com, Adlin Cruz Music.
Fantastic. Adlin, I know you're busy. I know you're ready to board. So I want to go ahead and thank you again on behalf of Victoria and I for being so supportive for our show. And your radio show is doing great, great gangbusters as well. I tune into it often. So love to you, Alexandria, and the children. I wish nothing but the best for you this holiday season and in the new year. So just adore you, buddy. You're super talented.
Thank you. Thank you. You've been able to listen to my new music for Christmas, I hear.
Absolutely. We're going to be playing it right now.
All right.
Cool beans, buddy. Vic, do you have any last words for Adam before he has to go?
Yeah. Adlin, I just want to say you've become a tradition on our show for Christmas because you've always been on here, and we just thank you. And although I don't get a chance to talk to you all the time as maybe Michael does, I constantly follow you. The kids are beautiful, and you just keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah, thank you so much, Vic. Good hearing you again. Looking forward to doing a concert in your area. This time it didn't work out, but we're going to make it work next time. Thank you very much.
Well, and we will be there. Don't you worry about that. You just let us know. We'll rearrange our entire lives to be there. I assure you of that.
Yes, thanks so much. Have a Merry Christmas. Thanks for your support as well. And everyone's been bragging about you guys, too, on my Facebook. You guys are awesome. I really appreciate your friendship. Besides the point of being professionals and beyond every elite and every ethical manners. So you guys are great friends. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Adlin. Wow.
Yeah. Take care, honey.
Okay, bye-bye.
Weren't those nice words?
Oh, my goodness, yes. But really, here's the real deal. How cool that he called in from an airplane, right?
I know, and he called me earlier today because he's in Atlanta right now, and his flight leaves at 8:50. He says, you know, they're going to be boarding me on the plane and stuff, and you'll probably hear some overhead noise, which is what we did in the clip. And I said, it'll just sound very authentic, you know, all the stewardesses moseying around and stuff like that. So I'm really thrilled he was able to go ahead and take the time and chat with us.
I agree.
Now, let's listen to a little bit of this music. This is from this is from his brand new album, brand new Christmas album. The song is called Navidad. Check out Adlin Cruz at www.adlincruz.com. When we get back, we'll reveal the giveaway for Jutes. Don't go away. good music. That was Adeline Cruz. Check him out at www.adelinecruz.com for his new Christmas CD. Vic, I tell you, this man astounds me with his ability to put all those instruments together and make what he does, I tell you.
Yeah, I do. And I'm telling you guys, if you ever have the opportunity to hear him live.
See him in person. Oh, my Lord.
Oh, yes. It is just a must to see him perform. And I do hope that he is able to come back to the D.C. area, because we will move mountains on earth to make sure that you and I are there for that performance, as we've had the opportunity to hear him one other time before. But now this next lady, who's a faithful listener, I kind of sort of think of her as kind of our teacher and mom of At Home with Victoria, Catherine Caddy. So Catherine won a doormat, Dr. Doormat, last time we were on the air. And this time I'd like to congratulate you. You won the Juice Ornament. And Catherine Caddy, I am telling you, you are going to love it. So do me a favor via Facebook. Inbox me your address so I can send it to Judy and Lynn, and they can send you your Juice Ornament. Michael?
Absolutely. You know what? I keep getting back. I feel bad we didn't have enough time with Lynn and Judy, because you really have to, the listeners have to really experience exactly what the ornaments are actually made of. When they're in the catalogs like Una Alta Nova and the Artisans Table, they really truly are artisans. And the love and tenderness they go ahead and put into each ornament, I find is absolutely amazing. But we also have a few more giveaways to go ahead and do. So during this time, just go ahead and email again at elementsvictoria @yahoo.com. If you won before, mm-hmm. you can win again. You can win a few times and stuff like that. But the beauty bags are still up. For the taking.
In fact, we've got two.
Grabs.
To let you guys know, yeah, we've got two. So we're going to email. We'll give a beauty bag away now, and then at the end of the show, we'll give another beauty bag away. How about that?
Sounds good. Now, this person, actually, Victoria, is the reason I met you. You had on Anthony Mark Hankin some time back, and actually 3.5 years ago you had him back, and he's joining us today. He's grown his brand amazingly. The absolutely super uber-talented Anthony Mark Hankin's now joining us all the way from Los Angeles, California. Merry Christmas, Anthony, buddy. How are you?
I'm good. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you, too. You've been a busy man.
Yeah, it's been a busy year.
Yeah. How are you enjoying the QVC UK?
It's been good. It's been really good. We're going on our fourth year with them, so it's been really interesting, the friendships we've created with our buying partners there and with our because when we do QVC UK, it's all the United Kingdom, so we don't just work out of London. We work with all the affiliates around the United Kingdom,
mm-hmm.
so we made a lot of good friends, and it's been exciting.
And Anthony, I have to say again, it's good to hear your voice and welcome to the show. I thoroughly enjoy watching all of your travels through Paris. I mean, of course, I love you as a fashion designer and what you do, but I think your second calling that you probably know or you may not know is when you travel. I mean, I think you just educate us and give us so much through your travel. Have you ever thought about that before?
No, I had a very dear girlfriend who passed away, and we were very communicated. We communicated via messages and photographs. So over a course of a 10-year relationship, we constantly went back and forth. Where she traveled, she would send me pictures, and where I traveled, I would send her pictures. So just when the internet exploded with Facebook, that became our vehicle to exchange. So it was just kind of like, you know, documenting what you're doing, and then mm-hmm. just, oh, you went there, I went there, or that kind of thing. But I enjoy traveling. It's just the actual getting on the plane is a hard part.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah, I know. I think most people that are listening, and if they're not, would probably agree with you on that. But I also wanted to mention that I have purchased many, many of your designs, as all of your angels know that follow you and listen to you faithfully. And I'm always just happy, and I don't want to use the word amazed, by the amount of followers and support that you get, especially online. And I think it's so cool that when you are on HSN for your fashions, you always acknowledge them. And I think that's very cool that you do that.
it's been a long haul. I've been there 20 years. So I started with HSN when I was right out of college. So I've seen a lot of CEOs come and go. I've seen a lot of management change. But one thing that hasn't changed is the customer base. The customer has always been faithful, and she's a great girl. She's allowed me to come into her home, which is a big deal. Most people could turn the channel in a second if they don't want to watch you. So for 20 years for these ladies to be watching me is really it's touching. It's very touching.
And you know, one person that I know loves you dearly, who is actually listening right now and just won a Juice Ornament, Catherine Patty, I'm sure if she can be on the line, she would say thank you, because she just absolutely adores you. So, the support that you have is just absolutely wonderful. Anything special that you're going to be doing for Christmas before we have to let you go?
I'm not really celebrating Christmas this year. I kind of like shut down after Thanksgiving, and it's just because I've lost a good friend, and I just want to reflect on her and spend time with her family. And I even told Myrna, I said, we're not doing Christmas big here. It's when you lose someone you love dearly, it's very hard to have pomp and circumstance. You just want to kind of just chill and just acknowledge them and be with their family and be supportive of them. And I just want to give a hug to Jacqueline. She just lost Buttons, and it's not easy losing, your pets, and they've become your family.
It's
been with her for a long time.
Well, I don't obviously know your friend, but it was interesting because Christmas for me, although I can try to get into the joyness of it, the last 2 years have been really difficult for me. I always feel like I'm walking on eggshells, because my mom, we almost lost her 2 years ago.
Right.
She was basically sort of in a coma during Christmas there and after.
Oh.
And then last year, I lost my dog like 3 days before Christmas, and she was with us for almost 15 years. In fact,
right.
The day that she died was the day that she was born. So it's kind of like whenever Christmas comes around, I do look forward to it, but I get really nervous and I start sweating on the inside. I think in my head, oh, no, something bad is going to happen because it happened bad in the 2 years. So, I so get where you are and how you feel about that. Yeah, so I get that. But I think it's important, like you said, to honor that person's spirit,
Yeah, because they love Christmas, though. It's a big deal. So it's kind of just – it's nice to be with the family and just kind of, enjoy the memory.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Well, honey, thank you so much for being on.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure, buddy. And again, my condolences, our condolences to you as well. It's always hard to lose someone at the holiday season. But, buddy, congratulations on all of your fantastic achievements and stuff. We're keeping our eye on you and watching you daily.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
You take care.
Thank you, Anthony.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's hard. I mean, I've been through that twice, and I'm telling you, Michael, every single time the holiday comes up, I mean, I do get into it, and I try to, but always in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, I hope nothing doesn't happen this year. So I have been there where he is. So I do especially just want to thank him during his difficult time for even just calling in and being with us tonight. That was very kind of him.
Absolutely. Let's go to a little bit more music. I got Anna Johnson queued up with What Child Is This. When we get back, we're going to reveal the final winners of the gift bags. And I guess we're going to say Merry Christmas. Anyways, this is Anna Johnson. Check her out at annajohnson.com, annajohnsonmusic.com, actually. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Child is
Child is this? Check her out at www.annajohnsonmusic.com. Vic, we have more winners.
Yes, I love winners, and I love giving away things. So I think this is funny. Joe from Cookieware that was on to talk about the boutique Wonder Beauty bag. I'm not quite sure what Joe's going to do with that. Maybe he'll give it to one of the girls or Michelle. But Joe, we'll make sure that you get that. And also Kelly Whitney is the winner of a beauty bag as well. So we had some really good giveaways tonight. And I have to say, just to let you ladies know, I kind of put pride in my beauty bags. I put these together myself. I don't give, like, really yucky, cheap stuff. I mean, it's really nice, you know, beauty gift bag.
No, you give the full-size stuff. You don't get those little mini treats, you know what I mean? So, yeah. No, they're fantastic and stuff. But, Victoria, that wraps up another Christmas extravaganza for At Home with Victoria. I want to thank all of our guests. I want to thank Debbie Greenspan from Dr. Doormat. Check her out at www.drdoormat.com. From Cookieware, www.cookieware.com. Joe Maiden, a fantastic guy. Shelley Wren, thanks for tuning in and joining us for her contribution. Always love chatting with that one. Jutes at www.jutes.com. Many thanks to Lynn and Judy McGrain, with Helen sitting right there too. Adeline Cruz calling from the plane. And, of course, Anthony Mark Hankins. Check him out at www.anthonyoriginals.com. Vic, we're going to end with a little bit more music, but what are you doing for Christmas? You're heading to D.C., and then that's
yeah.
about it?
Yes. I'm
fantastic.
Heading to D.C., and I hope to see you and get some ice skating in. So I want you guys to follow us on Facebook and look for the pictures and video of the one and only Michael K. ice skating. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be a nice little treat. That's for darn sure. Michael K. falling on ice is what's probably going to be. Want to thank everybody up in chat, Catherine Taddy, Michelle Stegan up from Lethbridge, Alberta, Shannon Sibyl. Again, brilliant producing, Shannon from the UK, staying up really, really late. But on behalf of Home of Victoria, I am Michael K. Merry Christmas to all. And to all a good night. Good night, Vic.
Good night.
You've been listening to At Home with Victoria, an interactive news and entertainment show on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Download us on iTunes as a free podcast and like us on Facebook. I'm Shelley Rand, musician and announcer for At Home with Victoria. Download my CD on iTunes and Amazon and friend me on Facebook.